to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans.
Ashby.
Just told him he could sit there.
Yeah.
I told the official he could have his, we told the official he could have a seat. It was right where Ashby's are sitting.
Hey, we were trying to upgrade our company.
We were trying to upgrade from the Ashby's to the official, not my did.
I just sent that to Lily.
Oh, that's nice.
But
you're not here, yeah.
So,
well, good evening, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here. I'm going to do the play-by-play during the game. Ron's going to join us on breaks in between and keep stats. That way he can be more of a fan and allow himself to enjoy the game a little bit more. We've got about 6 minutes to go before this one. So the Pirates coming to this 18-1, 7-0 in league. Hold on a second. I got to take just a quick break. I'll be right back, folks. Okay, welcome back. We got about 5 minutes to go here. We had a little parking issue we're trying to resolve for somebody. So the Pirates come into this boys matchup 18-1, 7-0 in league. They're ranked number 3 in the state. Their one loss is to Westside Christian, who I believe is ranked ahead of them, Ron. And who's the other team that's ranked ahead of them? Ron will check that for us. I can't remember. I should know that off the top of my head, but I'm more familiar with the top of the girls than I'm with the top of the boys, because our girls at the top with those other elite teams. Our boys come into this 11-8 overall, 5-2 in league. Their only two losses, one to Dayton by a score of 58-46, and then a three-point loss, 51-48 at San Diego Christian. Warriors can play with these Dayton Pirates. They did it. We had a two-point lead at Dayton. So right now, okay, so the top three are Westside, De La Salle, and Dayton. So the Warriors, this is one of the things that's helping the Warriors a little bit, is De La Salle pushing up to number two because we lost to them.
Right.
They're 18-3. Dayton has one loss to Westside. They just haven't played a tough enough schedule, obviously.
No.
We've got one
you're
loss.
You're going to sit in our league. You're not going to play very many tough games.
No. And that's the advantage that De La Salle has OES in their league, which helps them. Is Westside in that league too?
In the back parking lot, walking cars in temporary plates, no license plates. Temporary plates, white Toyota Camry, walking in cars, please move it.
Maybe we'll tow it. Yeah, this is...
Good luck.
This is a great example. So we've got three architects here that are working on our gym design, among other things, and they wanted to come and see a game. And I said, well, you need to come on January 31st when Dayton is here, and you'll see the total problem, right? It's seating, it's traffic flow in the building, it's parking and traffic flow outside of the building as well. It's a challenge. And so when the new gym is built, these are some of the things that they'll be addressing in that design. We don't want to lose the small school feel, but we just want the gym to be more user-friendly during these big matches like tonight. And we want it to be easier for people to park during these big events. Warriors led at Dayton 22-20 in halftime, Ron. Did a good job getting the ball inside. Dayton does not have a shot blocker. They don't have a big, powerful inside player at all. You can muscle them inside. They want to play outside first. They want to play mid-range outside. They want to get defense on your perimeter, force turnovers, and they did that to us, right? They forced our turnovers between half court and the top of the key, and that 15-foot, 20-foot stretch there is where we had problems. And if we can take better care of the basketball on the perimeter,
there were also a lot of unforced errors too. Not a lot, but we made unforced errors
that really killed us.
When we were close,
right?
When we were close, we made some real poor decisions.
And here's the deal: Dayton's a better basketball team than we are. but they're not so much better that if they aren't playing great and we do play well, we can beat them. They're a beatable, better team.
And same thing with Sandy and Christian.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Sandy and Christian's not as good as Dayton. They have two players.
They got Benjamin Bourne.
Yep. Who's a problem. And then they had Yen Checker, whatever his name, number three.
Yeah.
Who buried those three-pointers on us.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
This is the one where the kid came in.
Yeah, off the bench.
Off the bench.
Kept him in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was number... I don't remember who that was. That was Lane Garrison, number 23.
Yeah,
Lane Garrison came in and did that.
It wasn't Ash.
No.
It wasn't,
No, it wasn't Ashley. He hit 1-3 on us. Ashley can shoot.
It wasn't Freeborn. Nope.
No, they really didn't shoot the ball well as a team, especially in that first half. No, it was number 23, Lane Garrison.
That's him. Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with the starting lineups here from Amity High School. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball, playing the Dayton Pirates tonight here in Amity. Number three ranked team in the state. They have one loss and 18 wins. They're going to start Boston Hodges, Caleb Prims, number 15, Trey Wall, 31 is Michael Freeborn, and Lucas Ashley, number 43. Several seniors in there. Freeborn, Wall, Ashley, and Prims are all seniors. Hodges is a junior.
And they've been around. All of them are, they're not just, they've been in the program since they were freshmen.
Oh yeah, these are not transfer kids.
No.
These are all kids that we've watched come up. I've watched playing against my son, you know, from the time they were little kids. And honestly, the best player all the way up through middle school was Ashley. He was dominant as a young player, and then he stopped growing.
And I know there's some real excitement of those younger guys, or the guards especially, that they Benji Hedgecock,
yeah.
Hedgecock just dominated the ball so much last year.
If you hear the starting lineups in the background, it's going to be Grove, Berkey, Carton, Nyseff, and Howard for the Warriors. Nyseff will jump center with Trey Wall. Great, typical Amity Dayton crowd on hand. Packed out here in the home of the Warriors. Warriors in their home white uniforms with Warrior blue numbers and trim. Black with white numbers and trim for the Dayton Pirates. Nyseff and Wall will jump this one up. Three-man officiating crew. Two of them are good officials. Wall wins the tip over to Freeborn. Freeborn gives it to Prims, and Prims will start the offense. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Ashley on the left wing. On top, Hodges. Back to Prims on the right wing. Hodges on the cut, fading on the baseline. Hits it. That's a tough little shot for Boston Hodges. He hits his first basket of the game. Nyseff to Grove. Warriors had problems here, turning the ball over the first time these two teams met. JJ tries to set a screen. They give it to him on the slip. Out of bounds, throws it back in, tipped and stolen by Hodges. Prims got a tip there. JJ never had control of that one. Had to save it back in bounds. Hodges with the drive, left hand, misses. Berkey with the board in traffic. Good job by Evan. He clears it, brings it up the court slowly. Man-to-man defense for both teams early on. Carton might have got away with a travel there. Gives it up to Grove. Grove works around the left side of the key. Berkey in the left corner with it. Berkey tries to get the ball to Nyseff, and great hands by Hodges. Just gets a steal out to Wall. Wall lays it up, misses a uncontested lay-in, really. Carton comes out of there with it. Wow, Trey Wall just completely messed that up. Grove on the baseline cut, hangs, misses, might have been fouled, no call. Trey Wall with the rebound, still 2-0, Dayton, minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Prims, deep, almost at the Warrior head, misses that one, Nyseff with the rebound. You need to contest his three-point shots because he can hit those. You'd like him to not get into a free shot rhythm. Warriors four high here. JJ comes to set a screen, slips that. They double him. Out on top, stolen by Ashley. Not a good pass there. Ashley takes it in, lays it up and in. JJ was doubled through a kind of a soft pass out towards the top, trying to get it to Nyseth. And good job by Ashley on the denial up there. JJ with the ball out top. Holding on to it, hands it to Carton coming around. Prims picks him up. Carton picks up his dribble, trying to get it to Grove. Finally does, just before the 5-second call. Grove working left. Great defense here. JJ with the right hand to the foul line. Hands off to Carton. Carton fakes the handoff. Fakes the shot. Now he'll take the shot. Mid-range, misses that one. Hodges with the board. Great defense by Dayton early on. Their man-to-man is just smothering the Warriors' offensive set. 4-0. So we come up on the 5-10 mark to go in the first quarter. Freeborn, guarded by JJ, out on top to Prims. Prims not very tall, but a smart, heady player along with Hodges gives them a real good backcourt tandem that can handle the ball and play great man-to-man defense. Hodges for three, 21-footer hits it. They had a little switch and nobody got out on him, and we're going to get an offensive foul against Berkey trying to set a screen to free up Grove. 7-0, 4:49 to go in the first quarter, and Devin wants a timeout. We'll stay right here. It's 30-second timeout. Well, Ron, a few trips down the floor. A couple of turnovers. How many turnovers do we have so far? We got two.
Two turnovers in that blocking.
And that's a turnover also, yeah. So three turnovers for the Warriors.
And they're 3 for 6.
And I'm trying to think, do we have a shot yet?
Yeah, we got
Carton two. Got one shot.
And
Grove got a shot on the baseline, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah, so Warriors struggling to even get shots so far. More turnovers than shots so far in the game.
They've obviously scouted that offense. They took away the first, second, and third option.
Yep.
It's going to have to be more patient.
And they're doubling. If you've got the ball on the wing, they're doubling. And that's tough. We don't have a lot of great ball handlers out there. All right. Dayton inbounds the ball along the baseline. Prims with it on the left wing. Grove on him, backs it out. Ashley goes to the top of the key, takes the pass there, looking for the cutter, knocked away. Good defense by Trent Carton. Warriors ahead. Carton drives, hangs, flips it up, won't go. Nyseth battles inside, lays it up and in. Colby Nyseth not denied there on that offensive rebound. We're talking about, they're really not that tough inside. But you got to get there, right? We're having a hard time again. Hodges to the foul line, pulls up, buries the pull-up jumper. Boston Hodges has 7 points. It's 9-2, Dayton. Berkey gets it across against Hodges, crosses over, throws it away. He thought JJ was going to cut. He was looking away, and he was thinking JJ was cutting. JJ was at the low block there, up just above it. Freeborn with the drive, kicks to the corner. Hodges for three. He's hot. He is. Hits the three. He's got 10 points in the first quarter. Carton on the left wing, fakes, drives, hangs, banks, scores. Nope, offensive. Basket, no good. So that's the first on Carton. JJ out and Meeker in. Get Ron's favorite junkyard dog in here, see if he can do something. 3:41 to go. 12-2 Dayton. Much better start for the Pirates than last time these two teams played. Of course, Hodges wasn't shooting in that first game. He was distributing. This game, he's taking the initiative. He's got the ball, swings it to Prims. 22-footer right angle, hits it. And I don't want to say that the game is over because it's 3:21 to go in the first quarter, Ron, but it's 15-2. And they're on fire from outside. You gotta push your mic up. I've got you on.
They made their last 5 shots.
Yeah, and Hodges is on fire. And now Prims, you just can't, in man-to-man defense, there's just no excuse to give up open outside shots. You, either you're on that guy, or you get screened off and somebody else is on him. If you get beat because they slip that screen and they get the pass going to the basket, that's one thing. But when you get beat because you don't get out on shooters in man-to-man defense, there's just no excuse for it. just poor defensive effort and focus by the Warriors.
Yeah, whoever's got Hodges better figure out.
Well, and Berkey's our best man defender, and I think he's been on Hodges. It's just
him and Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3:21 left to go first quarter. A very, very rough start for the Amity Warrior boys. 15-2. They haven't been blitzed like this all year by anybody.
No.
So you think Ron Hopp wanted a statement game? After how poorly they played the first half last time, I think that's what this is. Warriors inbound the ball. Berkey knocked away by Wall, foul by Wall. Berkey was trying to get that ahead to Meeker. He had him up that left sideline. Wall got his hand in there. First team foul on the Pirates. Warriors basketball. Grove with it. Hodges backs off him a little bit. He'll pick his spots. Berkey takes the handoff. Baseline Meeker comes out the other side. Blocked by Ashley. Nyseth inside. Powers it up. He's blocked. Ball loose. Carton has it. Oh, and he was fouled by Trey Wall. Trey Wall tangled up Carton's feet, causing Carton to lose the ball out of bounds, and they just say it's out of bounds. Wow. Right in front of the official. He missed that. I mean, Carton was being mauled by Wall, who was on the floor. Hodges, left wing, pulls up baseline, hits it, and he's fouled. He is on fire, folks. This is actually, Ron, I'll bring you back on. This is reminiscent of the kid from De La Salle when we played at Salem Academy. He had a 20-point first quarter against us. Hodges is at 12 going to the line.
With 2:51 left to go.
He may stick a 20 spot on us in the first quarter. Doesn't happen often in high school basketball. He hits a free throw. Warriors with the ball. Berkey drives a little bit on Prims. Blocking foul on Prims. Second foul on the Dayton Pirates. Warriors have three. It's 18-2. In all my years of watching Dayton and Amity play, I have never seen a start like this. Warriors with the ball. Grove throws it in the corner to Carton. Lost it. Nyseth with it. Offensive foul, Nyseth. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. Nyseth's first foul. 2:37 remaining. Warriors were out of sync the whole time down there, though. Not good passes. The pass to Carton was too high. He almost lost it going out of bounds. Saved it back into Nyseth, who then got the foul. Hodges on the wing. Drives, cut off by Berkey, down to Prims, baseline, back to Freeborn, lays it up, missed that easy one. Meeker with the rebound. Warriors going the other way. Meeker pulls up, leaves it for Carton, deep three, no good. Rebound by Freeborn. Freeborn to Ashley, pounce pass ahead to Wall. Good job by the Warriors to get back. Wall lays it up and in anyway. They got back well, but they didn't actually play any defense on Trey Wall. They just stood there while he laid it in. Pass ahead, stolen by Wall. 20-2. In the corner, Trey Wall for three. They're feeling it. He misses. Freeborn with the rebound, brings it down, and he's fouled. That Berkey, that's his second. Gonna get Watson and Clark into the game. He's gotta find some sort of a spark here.
Checking in for Warriors, Clark.
Berkey and Nyseth out. Dayton with the ball on the baseline, left side of the key. They box it up. And Trent stepped on the baseline. So get a delay of game warning. Had one of those in the girls game too. We haven't had very many of those this year. Gotta be careful. If you step across that baseline, it's a delay of game. They get it to Ashley. Ashley, Clark on him, steps through, misses the shot. Wall with the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. Warriors had two white jerseys over there. Wall went right between both of them. No box out on it. Into the game, Garrison and Miller. Garrison can shoot, we know that. He did it to us over there, 20-2. So Freeborn will inbound. Get it in the corner to Miller. Miller, Clark on him. Hands off. Crims with the drive, lays it up and in. Got to fight back through that. Watson drives, throws it away. Going the other way, laying it up and missing the shot is Garrison. Grove with the rebound. They've missed three lay-ins, Ron, or else this would be a 28-2 game. And I mean lay-ins like uncontested, really. Meeker for a deep three. No good. Warriors looking for any offense. That would be nice right now. I mean, right now just getting a shot off has been a victory. Garrison drives baseline, cut off by Clark. Skips it on the other side. Miller with it. Hands off to Freeborn. Freeborn turns, misses. Ball knocked out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Watson and Clark battling down there with Miller. Must have gone off of Miller. 44 seconds to go. 22-2, Ron. Ooh, rough first quarter for these Warriors. Grove, full court man pressure here. Gets it across half court. Drive, travel. A lot of dribbling against this man-to-man defense. Not a lot of screens and passes. Warriors defensively in a full court pressure. Miller with it down low. Carton cuts him off. Hook shot up and in. Landon Miller with the basket. 24-2. My goodness. 17 seconds to go. Grove with it at the Warrior head. Gets a screen from Clark. Turns the corner to Clark. Clark lost it. Gets it back. Got him for the travel. He lost the ball when he ran into Garrison. As he's getting it back, shuffled his feet. I guess they said Garrison didn't touch it. They get it ahead to Garrison, lobs it underneath, and they beat the press right before the buzzer. Wow, that kind of sums it up. After one, 26-2, Dayton will be right back on KLYC. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. Anything to add, Ron, to what is so far just a massacre? Ron's tallying something up. Warriors were led in the first quarter by Colby Neiseth with 2 points, and that's all 2 points.
Yeah, they were 11 for 21 from the field.
21 shots is unbelievable. That's a lot of shots. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Grove, Clark, Watson, Meeker, and Carton. Grove gets a screen on top. Watson waited too long, threw it away. He hesitated. Reagan was open. He waited. Then he tried to make the pass after the defense recovered. And Gavin's going to get called for a foul on the perimeter.
Personal foul called on Gavin Watson.
16 foul on the Warriors. So to top it off, Ron, Dayton's in the bonus the rest of the way in this first half with 7:43. Wall to inbound down in front of the Warrior bench. On top, Garrison drives on Meeker, gets inside the foul line, stepped through, and got Meeker going left, stepped back to his right, and Garrison's got his first two, 28-2. I think we got to get away from a man-to-man defense. Personally, it's not working against this group. Grove with the drive, hesitation, gets in low, stepped out of bounds. I mean, just absolutely nothing going on out there. So Grove and Clark out, Neiseth and Berkey back in. Wall into Prims. Prims back to Wall, up the middle. Leaves it for Garrison. Prims thought about the three, over to Garrison on the left wing. Drives, Watson fouled him, no call. Wall with the drive. That's got to be a travel. They call a jump ball. He landed with the ball in his hands, rolled over, did a 90-degree rollover, and they called a jump ball after that. Alternating possession to Dayton. Ashley in the game, gives it to Wall. Wall down low, bumps Carton, misses. Good defense that time. Neiseth with the board. Might have traveled, got away with it. Carton on top. Just tenacious man-to-man defense. Warriors trying to do too much one-on-one here. Berkey back to Carton. Step back. Nothing there. Leaves it for Watson. Watson turns all the way to the basket. Left it short. Ball's loose off of Dayton. Warriors basketball. 6.5 minutes to go. First half, 28-2. Warriors are down by 26 points. Warrior basketball. Nyseth with it in the left corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Spins. There's double teams everywhere when you put the ball on the floor. Or pick it up, for that matter. Berkey. Ashley pokes it away and then gets a foul. He should have gotten a foul on the reach in. No call on that. Gets one laying on the ground. Third team foul on Dayton. First on Ashley. I'll tell you what, Ron Hopp had his boys ready to play this game. I'm guessing they watched film of that last game and said, that wasn't who we are. We're going to come in, into the Warriors' house and make a statement. 28-2, third team foul. I don't understand what the problem is here. There's a debate going on. Somebody just checked back in. Trying to figure out what's going on here. The official's having an extended conversation with Ron Hopp, and it means nothing when it's all said and done. I have no idea what that was all about. Nyseth takes the inbound, working on Ashley. It's man-to-man, but it's a sagging man-to-man so that they can double. Carton for three, misses. He hits the backboard in front of the rim. Freeborn to Hodges. In the corner, Ashley. Wall cutting through. Wall. Step through. Gets a lay-in. Little up and under on Gavin. Gavin went for the fake. And Trey Wall with his second basket of the game. Meeker down low to Carton. Carton lays it up and in. Little Bronx cheer maybe a little bit there. The Warriors double up their score. It's 30-4. Ashley with it at the Warrior head. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Wall on the baseline, hits a little jumper. Nobody guarding him. I mean, he just cut right through the key, pulled up. Nobody playing defense, so. JJ will come in next dead ball. Carton turns a corner. Got fouled. He was trying to get Berkey along that baseline, cutting from the corner. On the same side. Fourth team foul on Dayton. JJ into the game.
Checking in for the Warriors, JJ.
It's Watson out. And Warriors looking for anything at this point. Somebody please. But watch, there's not a lot of movement going on. Carton drives. Tries to throw it down low, but Wall's just basically hanging out back there. He gets the steal. Throw ahead to Ashley. He oops it. No good. And Berkey with the rebound. Splits the double. Draws the foul. 15 foul on Dayton. Grove coming back in. Grove gets Carton. Just under 5 minutes to go. It's 32-4 Dayton. In all the years of watching Dayton Amity basketball, this is the worst I've ever seen. And right there, Grove throws it away. He thinks Berkey's popping out. Berkey went down and the ball is thrown out of bounds off his fingertips. Warrior ball handlers not responding well to the amount of intense pressure that Dayton putting on every pass, really. Hodges, tough shot, fouled, buries it, and should be teed up because that was a taunt right into Grove's face. Kind of gave a little yell afterwards. Buries that tough jumper, Grove fouls him. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. And you talk about somebody who is absolutely feeling it tonight. hits the foul shot. Tell you what, if they get this kind of shooting, Ron, they can compete with anybody in the state any night because they're going to play defense. We've talked about that. They're going to play defense like nobody else. There's another ball thrown out of bounds by the Warriors. Timeout coming for the Warriors. Coach McShane. Hold on, Ron. What's that?
I wanted to know who he was thrown to.
Well, he split him. I think he was trying to go. Oh, look at Fairweather fan right there. I'm just going to wave you off. I'm waving you off. Waving you off. I'm waving you off. Waving you off because I could wave you off. If I wave him off, I get in trouble.
Your wife said you're donating a lot of money.
Nah. I gave it the office. I think he was trying to get it to Meeker in the corner, but he threw it right between two players. The problem is that was a one-hand pass coming off the dribble.
Two times. It was one yep. over there. Same thing.
Well, and Nyseth had one of those. We've had a bunch of one-handed passes. Groves was a one-handed pass. You know, clearly Dayton's playing at a different speed than the Warriors are playing.
Yeah.
And we just aren't able to play at that speed right now. Dayton with the ball. Hodges. Works left, pulls up for three, missed it, ball's tipped, Berkey comes out of there with it. Berkey throws ahead to Grove, fakes, baseline, misses the jumper, ball's out of bounds, off of Wall. Looking for a spark, Dallas Wolf into the game for George Meeker. Warriors box it up, inbound, left side of the key. Grove. There's just nothing going on there. Finally lobs it in out on top. It's tipped. Berkey goes in the backcourt and gets it. Berkey working against Freeborn. Hands off to Grove. Grove turns the corner. We're going to foul on Freeborn. That's the 16th foul against Dayton. 35-4. I mean, second foul. Prim's going to enter the game without checking in. Now he checks in. Freeborn leaves with two fouls. 4:01 left to go in the second quarter. Warriors have scored 4 points in 12 minutes. JJ to Grove. Grove tried to drive through a double team. Gets stolen, and he gets it back because Garrison dribbles it off his own foot. Hooks a pass to Wolf. In the corner. Nope, threw it away. That was not a good pass to Wolf. That's where it started. Led Wolf almost out of bounds. He had to just save it back in. Passing has been absolutely horrendous for the Warriors tonight. And part of that's the defensive pressure. Part of that is the Warriors just playing frantically instead of collectedly. Collectedly? Collected. Hodges on the right wing with it. Starts to drive. Doubled. Turned the head. JJ turned his head. Wall cut to the basket. Wall gets the lay-in. I mean, if you're not playing good defense, they will back cut you all day long. You've got to keep your head in the game defensively. Nyseth with the drive. Spins. Traveled. Can't protest much or else you're going to get teed up. Nyseth trying to do too much is the problem. We're trying to drive the middle of the lane against a man-to-man defense that they're doubling off. On the baseline, Garrison misses a lay-in. It's at least four lay-ins they've missed on top of this. Nyseth pulls up from 12, buries it. He's got four. Warriors have six. Be bad enough if it was 6 points and 2:50 to go in the first quarter, but that was 8 minutes ago. 37-6. Garrison over to Hodges. Hodges, hesitation, drive, bounce past the Wall. Fouled by Nyseth.
Yep.
You gotta help the helper, Ron, right? You gotta help the helper. When one guy goes to help, somebody else has to rotate quicker and take away that pass. At the line, Trey Wall buries the first one. Crowd's going to start to thin out. That's the good news. Traffic won't be quite as bad going home. Wall's got 9. Wall's got 10 as he hits both of them. 39-6. Wolf with it. Left front court. Puts the brakes on. Skips it over to Nyseth. Nyseth with the drive. Pulls up from eight and buries it. Colby, about the only offense the Warriors have got going right now. Again, the Warriors lose Wall. It's man-to-man defense. And Trey Wall sneaking in behind again, gets the basket. Reach in foul, that's going to put the Warriors on the line. Berkey will shoot one and one. That's going to be J.J. out, Reagan in. So it's Clark, Nyseth, Berkey, Grove, and Wolf on the floor. 2:08 left to go first half, 41-8. First one good for Berkey. You get a game like this, like you talked about before, you don't play the scoreboard. You play from the moment. Let's the last 2:08 of this quarter, you know, let's shut them down defensively. Let's get some baskets. Worry about it. One basket at a time, one possession at a time. Warriors back on defense now. It's 41-10 after a pair of free throws by Berkey. Wall on the wing. They've got this matchup wrong, though. Garrison, foul line, back out to Wall. Goes to set a screen for Berkey, slips it. Ashley backs it out, working on Berkey, over to Wall. Wall, jab step, now goes left. Clark cuts him off, gets to the foul line, throws it away. He thinks he got fouled, no call on the floor. He was trying to force something that wasn't there. He thought he had a mismatch with Reagan on him quickness-wise, which is probably true, but he was determined to get something out of that instead of playing the offense. And I'll bet you Ron Hoff just said that to him from the sideline. Run the offense, stop playing hero ball out there and trying to go one-on-one. Grove almost travels, back screen. Berkey lays it up and scored. He's fouled. Evan Berkey with an outstanding finish. Through contact, Grove looked like he was going to get a screen from Reagan. Berkey kind of rubbed off of that, got himself free going to the basket. I don't even think Reagan was going to screen for Berkey. He just kind of used it. Berkey hits a free throw. So five straight points for Evan Berkey. It's 41-13. Ashley out, Garrison in. 1:24 left. Clock running here in the second quarter. 41-13 Dayton. Hodges looking for a screen. Grove gets under it. Don't slap. Hodges kicks it out. Garrison buries the three. Drop off of their shooters, and their shooters will kill you from the perimeter. They got a lot of guys that can shoot. Grove works right. Bad pass, trying to find Reagan on the cut. Threw it right to the defender. At the other end, Garrison gets the lay-in. They turn turnovers into points better than anybody else, I think, in 3A. 46-13. The screen, bounce pass, Nyseth, takes a three, hits it! Colby Nyseth buries the three, 46-16, Warriors down. Get it ahead to Garrison, pulls up, misses, Clark with the board in traffic, hands to Berkey. 26 seconds to go. Berkey. Ahead to Grove. Gets a three from the left wing. Hits it! Andrew Grove hits a three. It's 46-19. 15 seconds to go. One shot for the Pirates here with 10 seconds. Hodges working on Grove. Crosses over. Almost lost the ball. Kicks it in the corner. Deep two. Missed. Nyseth battles. That's the end of the first half. So at least a little flourish there in the second quarter as the Warriors get outscored 20-17 in the second quarter. But a devastating first quarter for the Warriors. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC. We'll be right back. Halftime here from Amity High School. 46-19, Dayton on top after two quarters. They jumped out to a 26-2 lead, and it got worse than that for a little while. I don't know what it got up to. It was 34-4. That might have been their biggest lead. And then from that point on, the Warriors actually stopped turning the ball over so much, took shots when they had them, stopped trying to go one-on-one with everybody and actually got some stops on the defensive end those last couple of minutes, which helped. What do you got, Ron?
Well, Kobe hit a three and a couple of really nice
yep,
shots
9 points
inside
total for him. Yeah,
and then Andrew hit a three. Well, you can catch up. You can get some points. You can get. That's.
Well, and they're not going to shoot any better than they did in the first half from the perimeter.
They were 11 for 18 in the first quarter and 8 for 14 in the second quarter.
And a number of threes. I've got them for Hodges had two threes on his way to 16 points. Prims had a three. Garrison had a three. So they hit four threes. It just felt like more than that because three of them came boom, boom, boom in that first quarter. Just one after another. So, well, I was hoping... Maybe I can, I was going to try to get Ellie to come over and join us here at halftime and see if I can text her. We'll take a quick break here and see if we can get Ellie McMullen on the horn here with us after these messages. Halftime at Amity High School. Warriors down 27 to the Dayton Pirates. There's a reason why the Pirates are one of the top two or three teams in the state. Ellie's coming. Ron had to go get her. She was just checking her phone about the time Ron got over there to talk to her. So she's going to come join us for a couple minutes here. Have a seat next. You can sit in his chair, yeah. You can have his chair. How are you?
I'm so good.
Are you? Is that smile going to quit all night?
I don't think so.
No, probably not.
I might have cramps in my cheeks when I wake up in the morning.
Well, it was so good to see you back on the floor. What was, walk me through how you were feeling during warm-ups first.
Pretty good. I was like, wow, this is real. Just pinching myself over and over. But it felt really natural. I was like, this is exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's always been.
Good.
So.
And then what wasn't natural was sitting on the bench when a game starts.
Yeah,
I was thinking,
weird.
I don't think there's been a game in high school you haven't started.
When I was a freshman.
Did you come off the bench for a while?
Since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember that. So that's a little weird, but yeah. Gave you a chance to kind of watch the game a little bit and you know,
yeah.
Fine. And then Coach Dad was kind of managing minutes a little bit, two or three at a time.
Yep.
Were you okay with that?
I mean, that's what it takes, so I'm going to take whatever I can get.
You didn't fight for more playing time tonight?
No.
Not yet, huh? So any issues out there at all? Anything that was bothering you, like mentally or physically?
No.
Everything felt good.
Like riding a bike.
That's exciting. That feels good. So for those of you who don't know, Ellie, just about 11 months ago, tore her Achilles down at State, third quarter against
Brookings Harbor.
In a game, she already had, 24 points in when that happened, something like that?
It was only 19.
Was it only 19? I thought it was more. How many did you have in the first game down at State?
The first game? Oh, I don't remember.
It was a bunch. 27? Something like that. Anyway, even playing 1.5 games, ended up making first team All-State last year. And now you've got a couple of weeks to kind of get ready for the state playoffs again.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's coming
fast. It's
going
to be a short season for
you.
Of course, it's been a really long season watching, hasn't it? So what's been the hardest thing for you in this recovery?
Probably the good games. Like our first Sutherland game, that was tough. Just because I wanted to be out there playing. It was a fun game.
Obviously, you've been able to do some things in practice, but not everything.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times you're out by yourself in the weight room.
Yep, every day.
So what did that do for you, you think?
I mean, physically I got stronger, but I think it just made me disciplined. And I spent a lot of time out there just, like, thinking about tonight and what I was working for. And I think...
Yeah. Got to have that goal out there and just keep... It's a, and you can't really speed that process up. It takes time. And there's no miracle thing you can do that's like, oh, we're going to cut 2 months off of rehab here.
Right.
And it goes fast for a while and you feel like it's going to get there quick.
Right.
And then what happens?
You get off of crutches and then you're walking and you're doing everything normally and then you're like, wow, this feels really good. And your physical therapist is like, no.
Well, and it's easy to gain the initial strength back, and then it gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
The closer you get to 100%, the harder it is to gain that next percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So, got to keep doing some PT. some stuff.
Yeah, we're seeing a physical therapist at Hope Orthopedics and hopefully just getting some stuff to continue getting stronger.
Just finish
as we keep going
throughout the year, rest of the year. That's good. Very exciting. It was so much fun to see you out there. Got a couple of baskets. Couldn't quite get a three to drop tonight, but that'll feel good when that first three goes in.
Mm, for sure.
Maybe Friday night.
Yeah, I hope so. Could
bust a couple of them. Maybe one from the Warrior head.
Yeah.
That'd be good. What's going on with the boys? Why are they down 46-19, Ellie?
I don't know. At least they're not down 46-2.
It was like that for a while, wasn't it?
It was a rough stretch.
We couldn't get anything going, and we weren't getting any stops defensively. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens in the second half. You know, if you're a coach, you're not really focused on winning the game. You're focused on let's win the second half. Let's show the first half was a fluke.
Yeah.
So you've been in games like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite this bad, but maybe. I don't know. I mean,
our Sutherland game at State was
rough. That was bad, wasn't it?
We were just playing for dignity at the end.
Oh, that game was hard. Yeah. So many, we had more turnovers than we did points, I think.
Probably.
In the game. That was rough. So, all right. Warriors with the ball. Thank you, Ellie, for joining me.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Good to see you out there. We'll see you on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors with the ball. Watson on the floor to start the second half. Warriors miss the jumper, and it goes to Hodges, ahead to Freeborn. Freeborn puts the brakes on, looks for Wall on the cut, pulls up, short jumper, misses. Watson with the rebound. Watson pushes it up. Berkey, top of the key, three, hits it. Evan Berkey giving the Warriors a little spark. He's got 8 points in the game now, leading the Warriors. Nyseth has nine, the two leading scorers for the Warriors. 46-22, just chip away, try to win the quarter, try to win the possession. Prims to Hodges, drives, cut off by Berkey, out on top. Ashley with the drive, didn't draw the foul, but he did get a tough layup to go. I think if he had missed it, they would have called the foul. Going the other way, Warriors with the ball. Carton to Berkey, back to Carton for three, no. Rebound, Freeborn. That one was not even close for Trent. It was a good play. I like the get it right back while the defense is trying to scramble. Hodges with it out on top. Crosses over, gets to the foul line, throws it in the corner to Prims. Prims, jumper from 18, no good. Rebound, Watson. Watson off and running, takes it in. Stripped by Ashley from behind. Good hustle. Great hustle by Lucas Ashley. Gavin, not a lot of guys are going to catch Gavin from behind. Ashley was determined, and he didn't foul him. He just stripped the ball out of bounds. Warriors throw it into the backcourt. That's fine. Grove almost out of bounds by the time he chases it down. Tight ropes that. Works back up across half court. Crosses over to Nyseth. Backs in to the foul line. Step back. Banks it in. Holy Nyseth with 11. Having himself a whale of a game, really. Especially since the second quarter. Hodges with the drive. Fouled by Berkey with a little shoulder bump there. And that's going to put Hodges on the line to shoot two. 48-24 Warriors. Warriors suffered through one of the worst first quarters you will ever see in a high school basketball game from a decent team in the Amity. Since that point, if you look right now, they were down 24 after one. They're down 24 right now. So they've played them even now for almost 10 minutes of basketball. And quite honestly, outplayed them for the last 4 or 5 minutes. One more for Hodges. He missed the first one, gets the second one. Hodges with 17 in the game. By far the best offensive player on the floor for either team so far. Nyseth spins his way down, blocked at the rim, got it back, but he had a foot out of bounds. He's pleading for a call, saying he got fouled. It's a good spin move. He got himself into a good position to score there, just couldn't finish. 49-24, Pirates lead with the ball. Hodges. Ron Hopp with a pretty relaxing coaching job so far today when you get a start like that. Prims drives, kicks, Ashley deep two, hits it. Lucas Ashley is kind of the underrated player on this team. He's not flashy, but there's not much he can't do. Nyseth out top, misses the three. Ashley comes out of there with a rebound. Case in point. Gavin knocked the ball loose. Ashley found it. After it hit him in the face, kind of. Hodges, hesitation. Gets to the mid post. Gives it out on top to Primms. Primms to Wall at the Warrior head. Looking for a cutter. Kicks it to Freeborn. Freeborn down to Primms. Starts to drive baseline. Skips it back out. Ashley for three. Hits it. Well, almost like I'm a prophet, Ron. Lucas Ashley, I talk good about him, and he does another good thing. Meeker coming in next to Ed Ball, along with Dylan Anderson. Give it up to Carton. Carton goes behind the back, pulls up from the foul line, buries it. Trent Carton, 4 points in the game, 54-26. Hodges. The difference in this game, honestly, is the guy with the ball right here. He is the best ball handler on the floor, the best, as good a passer as anybody on the floor, and the best shooter on the floor. Primms with the drive, misses. Wall, nobody boxes him out. He misses the putback. Shouldn't have missed it. Watson gets the rebound. Ahead to Carton on the left wing. Carton leaves it for Berkey. Berkey, drive. Kicked a nice at. Too much hesitation after we catch the ball every time. Carton with it along the baseline. Little floater comes up short. Wall with the board. Watson trying to knock it away. Wall gets through. Jumps into Nyseth. Blocking foul on Nyseth. Didn't quite get the feet set. He almost got set, but I kind of agree with this call. I mean, without seeing a replay, I don't know, but Wall to the line to shoot two. Third foul on Nyseth. Meeker and Anderson will come in after the first foul shot. Cleaning up some wet stuff on the floor out there. Wall, 12 points in the first half. Most of them on blown defensive coverages by the Warriors. He hits the first free throw. Grove and Watson out. One more coming for Wall, senior, about 6'2 or so. Just a good basketball player. He kind of popped on the scene last year as a junior. We hadn't really seen him play much. He'd been a JV player before that. He's just high basketball IQ, has a wide range of ways to score. Carton loses, gets it back, drives, hooks a pass to Anderson. Back to Nyseth on the drive, lays it up, and in! Another great pass, Dylan Anderson. Picking up where he left off in the last game where he played against Sio. Warriors don't know who they have. 3-point missed. Long rebound. Hodges on top with it. Pulls up for three. No good. Long rebound again. Carton. Warriors out and running. 4-on-2. Carton drives into Berkey. Foul. Berkey, no spacing there for the Warriors. They had three guys on the right side. Berkey tried to cross over to the left side in front of Carton as he drove to the middle. Carton will go to the line to shoot two. 3:10 remaining third quarter. 56-28. Dayton up. Dallas Wolf coming in. Carton hits a free throw. Berkey out. That was the first foul on Hodges into the game. Cross and Garrison. One more for Carton. Junior misses that one. Rebound, Garrison. Hodges running the show still. Doesn't really matter the other four you put with him, I think. If Hodges is in the game, you're feeling pretty good if you're Ron Hopp. Garrison down in the corner to Hodges. Hodges working on Wolf. Missed it, drew the foul on the elbow. Not much of one. That'll put Hodges on the line to shoot two again. He's 3 out of 4 from the foul line tonight. Hodges. They list him at 5'10", Ron. What do you think, 5'8"? Maybe. Barry's the first one. But just like it was his older brother, right, Benji Hodges, last year. Same problem. He was more of a defensive problem than he was an offensive problem for us. Boston's a better offensive player. But Benji, oh my goodness, you talk about a man defender. Just wreak havoc on your offense. Hodges hits another one. He's 5 out of 6 from the line, 58-29. Wolf, hesitation dribble. Back to Nyseth, pulls up on the baseline. Misses that one. Anderson inside. Loose ball foul, Dylan Anderson. It's a good effort trying to get around Ashley down there, but got caught for the push. Dayton with the ball. 2:40 and counting to go in the third quarter. Garrison on the wing. Pump fake. Gets all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Colby went for the pump fake. Garrison's got 9 in the game. A quiet 9. Meeker. Nobody moving to the ball here. Finally finds Anderson, and he's fouled from behind by Cross, I think. Hodges out and Shepherd in the game. Another senior. 5'8". Carton to inbound. Lobs it out top to Nyseth. Colby composes himself. Gives to Meeker out on top. Meeker calls for a screen. Colby slips it. There's a blocking foul against Garrison. 60-29 right now. Miller into the game. Warriors ball on the sideline. Get it into Wolf. Wolf gets a screen from Carton. Works to the right. Back to Carton in the middle. Carton steps back. Shovels it to Wolf. Fakes right. Goes left. Little floater. No good. Carton with the rebound. Offensive foul. Cleared out with that left arm. 60-29. It felt like at the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third quarter, he had guys out there that were making a difference, but he's kind of gone away from them. Mather coming in for the first time. Down low, Miller. Working on Anderson. Back out Ashley on the wing. Starts to drive. Backs it out. Garrison. Hesitation dribble. Drives. Pulls up from 10. Misses everything. Carton with the rebound. Pushes up quick. Pulls up. Top of the key. 3. No good. Anderson with the rebound. Block fouled. Good job by Dylan. And he just got teed up. Oh, boy. I think if the official could have found his whistle, he would have teed him up. Did you see that? He was trying to grab his whistle and tee him up, I think, because Dylan was chipping, I think, at the official, saying he got fouled the time before, too. Dylan to the line gets the first one. Mather in. Carton out. Number 22, Michael Mather. One more for Dylan. Hits them both. Great shooting stroke that Dylan has. Ashley inbounds to Cross. Back to Ashley. He'll run the point. He can do it all. Working against Dylan. Picks up his dribble. Swings to Miller. Way out on the right angle. He starts to back down Mather. Now to Garrison. Garrison. Cut off. Throws it away. Ends up in the hands of Shepherd. Shepherd brings it all the way out to the center circle. Drives, gets in deep, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Can't get beat that far from the basket. 62-31, 40 seconds to go. Meeker back to three-pointer from the corner. Missed, and there's going to be Mather with a push, the 16 foul on the Warriors. Wolf had the miss on the three from the corner. Dayton ball, 33.6 seconds remaining, third quarter. Ashley brings it up the right sideline. Gives it up to Cross on the angle. Cross goes back door. Garrison lays it up and in. What a tough shot from about 6 feet away over two Warriors. Off balance, flicked it up off the backboard and got it to roll in. Mather, Hanson, Nyseth, Nyseth goes left, off balance, hits the shot. Nyseth with 15 in the game. There's a steal by Meeker from half court, just off the front of the rim at the buzzer. 64-33, Warriors down big, headed to the fourth quarter.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber. What are you saying, Ron? Whoops. Try that again. Running clock. Running clock, yeah. Down 31, headed into the fourth, so it'll be a quick fourth quarter for the Warriors. It's really all about that first quarter, though. 26-2, and the Warriors, you know, from that point on, you're just, it's an awful lot to recover from. Warriors just could not handle the intensity that Dayton came out with to start that first quarter. Too many turnovers, bad shots, bad defense. Pretty much everything you could do wrong, the Warriors did wrong in that first quarter. It was a clinic on how to not play basketball.
Or how to play the basketball.
If you're Dayton. Yep.
Great defense.
Oh, yeah. Incredible energy. Great double teams. So, a lot that could be learned from watching film on how to play man-to-man defense, I'll tell you. They do it as well as any team in the state, year in and year out. Step back three for Shepherd misses. Inside, another missed shot in there by Miller. They get a rebound out to Cross for three. He misses. Nice jump ball with Miller. Running clock with 7.5 minutes. Clark coming back in. He's going to get Anderson out. So on the floor for the Warriors, Mather, Wolf, Nyseth, Meeker, and Clark after the substitution. Mikey brings it up, crosses over, goes left, and throws it out of bounds. Meeker faked right, went left, just not on the same page. Another turnover for Amity. How many turnovers we up to, Ron?
I gave up.
That's a lot. I know that. I'm sure it's well over 20. Offensive foul on, no, that's not Miller. That's 21, Gentry. Plowing down Wolf down there. Warriors basketball. 6.5 to go. Mike Mather crosses over, leaves it for Nyseth out on top. Nyseth looking for a screen from Clark. Gets it, rolls, loses the ball. Garrison with it, takes it in. Reverse lay-in, misses. Clark with the rebound. Wolf out to Meeker. Meeker going hard the other way. Fakes, blocking foul. He shouldn't have faked. He should have given that one up. That was a bounce pass to Nyseth for a lay-in. That's the motion Ron's making, too. We're in agreement on that one. He faked the bounce pass. It was the right time to give it up. The defense had turned towards you. As soon as the defense commits one way or another, that's when you give the ball up. If the defense doesn't commit, as an offensive player, you keep the ball in your hands, you go all the way to the basket. Meeker hits the first one.
Morgan Gallagher.
Vrell in, Nyseth out. Colby leaves the game with 15 points. Got a Charles Barkley-esque-ness to his game right now. Just kind of a bull in the china shop. Sometimes it's an offensive foul. Sometimes it's a great play. Sometimes it's a turnover. It's just not really sure what's going to happen, but Colby definitely has shown he can score. Mather reaches in, but I think they're going to call Wolf on the block. Yeah, that'll put Shepherd on the line to shoot one-on-one. Seventh team foul on the Warriors, I think. No, 16th foul. Why is he on the line? I don't know. I think we're in one and one.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It just went up.
Okay, there it is. One for Shepherd. He's got another one coming. Misses that one. No box out by Vrell, but he tips the ball away. And then we have a reach-in foul. That'll put Mike Mather on the line to shoot one and one.
Very quickly, there is a white Subaru in the back block. Tyson plays 194.
5:21 left to go. Mather to the line to shoot one and one. Mather's scoreless in the game so far. Chance to change that. Misses that one. Clark tips back out to Mather. Mather drives, kicks to Vrell. Vrell back to Mather. Right corner three. No good. Rebound inside. Gentry stolen by Meeker. Meeker fouled. He'll go to the line for two. There's a little art form there. I'll brag on Reagan a little bit. You can't always get position when you're on offense, but you can push the guy down a little bit and then tip that ball out without trying to get the rebound yourself. The problem is when you try to go get the rebound and pull it down, that's when you get the loose ball foul. If you just go up and back tap it like Reagan did on that one, you don't always know if your teammate's going to end up with it, but at least you have a chance. Meeker hits a pair. He's got 4 points in the game. 5 minutes to go. Gentry brings it up. They list him as a freshman. You think that's right, Ron? Mather almost had the steal. Miller in the corner. Shepherd looks at the three. Doesn't have it. Guys baseline. Cut off by Clark. And then they're going to get Reagan for the foul. He had him out, you know, no option, nowhere to go, and then a little extra bump. Can't do that. The defense was perfect by Reagan and by Mike there. They had him sealed off, kind of doubled on that baseline, and then Reagan gave a little extra oomph on it, gave him a bump, totally unnecessary, and you end up with a guy shooting free throws. He makes the first and he makes the second. So you should have had the turnover. Timeout taken by Dayton. 4:48 remaining in this 1:30 timeout. Well, this is not going to hurt Dayton's ranking, but because it's a road win at least against a team that's 13. I'm not sure, Ron, you can help me out here if you know. I don't know. Will it impact the Warriors to lose to the number three team at home? I don't think it will. So 4:48 left to go in this one. 67-37. Dayton with a demolition of Amity. Warriors lost by 12 on Dayton's floor. And all I can think is that was the motivation tape coming into this game. Wolf with the ball. Crosses over. Gets in deep. Finds Meeker. It's kicked by one of the Dayton players. Almost found Meeker on the baseline. If it hadn't been kicked, he would have had him. Mather. What do we got the call here? Black foul. Okay. I couldn't tell what he was calling. They called a hold on number 41, Gallagher. So Reagan will go to the line to shoot one and one. Buries the first one. That's actually a good-looking foul shot, Ron. I don't know.
He's been shooting good.
One more for Clark. Rolls that one in. Bell and Dyer in. Clark and Meeker out. Four minutes and 10 seconds to go in this one. For a running clock, it's sure taking a long time, Ron. Miller drives, gets to the baseline. Cut off by Mather. Back out to Gallagher. Gallagher, Dyer on him. The Gentry, down low. Gallagher, poked away by Thayer. And a jump ball. Got to be stronger with the ball than that. Gallagher looks like he may be one of their football players. We get Grove in.
Check you back in for the Warriors, number two.
Grove in for Wolf. 3:31. Yeah, the clock's been running, but it's a slow-running clock because we keep having timeouts and foul shots. Doesn't run during the foul shots. Gallagher, little drive, hangs, panks it in. My goodness, that was ugly but effective. 30-point lead, 69-39. Grove leaves for Varell. Varell pulls up the elbow. Mather with a little floater lays it up and in. Nice. Actually, some ball movement there by the Warriors and some people movement. End up with a little running floater from Mikey. Shepard. This game has not been in doubt since early in the first quarter, unfortunately, for the Warriors. There's a poke away by Varell, picked up by Dyer. Varell brings it up the floor. Carey got away with it. Mather on the baseline. Dribbles out. Now he drives all the way. Floats it up. No good. Dyer can't get the rebound. Gentry up the other way. 2:25 to go. Gentry leaves for Shepard. Shepard backs up to the center circle. Works a little left. Hesitation dribble. Working on Grove. Not sure when that 5-second call should have kicked in there. Gallagher turns. Misses everything but the backboard. Varell with the rebound. He's having a hard time with his handle tonight. Varell ahead to Bell. Bell thinking about the three. He'll drive instead. Hang on the baseline. He's fouled. So Brandt will go to the line to shoot two. You know he wanted to shoot that three. If there's one thing Brandt could do, it's shoot the three. I asked, Devin and I were talking with him about that, and he said he's actually the best three-point shooter on the team. If you just want to shoot threes, Brandt can chuck him up there with anybody and knock him down. It's just some other things to keep him out of the playing rotation. Misses the first free throw. Another one coming for Bell. Buries that one. 69-42. This will look better in the paper than it was, Ron.
What paper?
What paper? Yeah. Yeah. Little step through by Cross. Misses it. Draws a foul after he released the ball, but they'll say it's a shooting foul. Minute and a half to go.
Personal foul on Brandon Bennett.
This is supposed to be what it's like to broadcast for teams that play our girls, Ron.
Yeah.
Down big early, and then we're just kind of waiting it out. Cross hits the first one. One more coming. Misses that one. Gallagher, no box out by Dyer. And that gives you got to put a body on, Fanny. I know he's bigger than you. He's stronger than you. He outweighs you. You still have to put a body on him. Gallagher going to the line. The foul on Mather reaching in.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Gallagher.
Good thing there's a backboard there. It would have gone through the wall.
My goodness. Tempered glass is critical on a shot like that. He's got another one coming.
Swish.
And he knocks that one down. That first one missed everything to the left except the backboard. Varell with the ball, minute 10 to go. Crosses over. Bell, left angle three, buries it. Just talking about Brandt Bell can shoot the three. There's no doubt about it. Honestly, he would have been a good choice midway through that first quarter when we couldn't score. Maybe he could have got a shot off. I don't know. Shepard. Fouled by Mather. Reaching in. Look at that. We've got 11 team fouls. We're going to get 12 here. Watch. We're going to 12. No, we went to 11, I guess. Mather with his 30.
Usually you quit doing it.
Usually you quit at 10, but, you know.
Rookie scorekeeper.
Shepard misses the first one. Jaden Shepard with one more. 5'10", 5'8", senior. Who are we kidding? He's not 5'10". It's the second one, 72-45 in favor of Dayton. Ball knocked out of bounds by Cross, trying to get it to Bell. 35 seconds and counting. I appreciate all of you who have suffered through this with me. Bell, deep three, just short. That was about a 27-footer. That was Michael Duncan range out there. 20 seconds. If you made it through the whole broadcast, people, you are a true Warrior fan. I appreciate you making sure that I was not talking to myself. Of course, I'm assuming there's somebody still listening. Maybe Stearns. That's it, folks. Final score, 72 to 45. The Warriors get absolutely trounced by the Pirates. Warriors tonight led by Colby Nyseth with 15 points. They got 8 out of Evan Berkey, 5 for Trent Carton, 4 for Bell, 4 for Meeker, 3 for Grove, 2 for Anderson, 2 for Mather, 2 for Clark. And Boston Hodges had 16 in the first half, 19 in the game. Trey Wall with 14. They just had lots of guys scoring the basketball all game long. All right, folks, that is going to do it. Our next game will be against Taft, at Taft, this Friday night. Ron and I will be there. Hopefully, we will not see a repeat of what we just had happen here. For Ron Huber, this is Jeff Clark.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.